One day, Dennis was walking along when he saw something sticking out of a trash can. An old moose head. It was heavy, all right, but Dennis managed to get it right up to his front porch and, well, here he comes now.
I'm home!
Don't slam it!
There's the fastest slam in the West.
Guess what I've got, Mom?
Well, you've got a dirty face for one thing. What else?
A surprise for you. Close your eyes. You too, Dad. I'll be right back.
I wonder what it can be.
Close your eyes and don't open them till I tell you.
Okay. All right.
It's right in front of you, Mom.
Can I smell it?
Do you want to?
Of course I do.
Okay, bend over. Now smell.
This doesn't smell like a flower.
Of course not. Open your eyes. Don't be scared, Mom. It's not alive.
Where did you get that?
In somebody's trash box. I figured we could put it up in the dining room.
Oh, Dennis.
I bet you never thought you'd have one of these, did you?
No.
Would you rather put it up in your bedroom?
What say, Mom?
Dennis, you shouldn't bring things like this home.
It was a tough job, but I wanted to. You know why? Because you're the best mom in the whole world.
Oh, thank you, Dennis.
Where are we going to put it, Mom?
Well...
Hey, Dennis! The Wilsons just drove up out front!
Uh-oh.
What's he, your lookout?
I think I'll go straighten out my room.
Just a minute, young man.
It's for Mom, Dad. She's been trying to get me to do it all day.
Dennis, you have to tell Mr. Wilson sooner or later, and you might as well do it right now.
Can we call him on the phone?
Come on, Dennis.
You're trying to carry too much, George. You strain yourself.
Oh, nonsense, Martha. These 2 weeks have rejuvenated me. Why, I feel like a new man.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson. Welcome home.
Oh, Mitchell, Dennis, come on over. I'll tell you all about our trip.
Okay. Come on, Dennis.
George, you be nice to little Dennis.
Why, of course I will. I told you, Martha, I'm a new man. Well, here we are, home at last.
You know how easily Mr. Wilson gets upset. I don't want you to say or do anything that'll bother him.
Then I don't have to tell him what I did?
Yes, you do. Only don't upset him with anything new.
Hello, Henry. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Mrs. Wilson. How are you?
I'm fine, too. Hey, Mr. Wilson, you're wearing a Smokey the Bear hat, aren't you?
Dennis.
Smokey the Bear. Oh, Dennis, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Mr. Wilson. I've missed you.
Dennis has something to tell you, Mr. Wilson.
Oh?
Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, the day after you left on your trip, there was this swell little kid that was playing baseball.
A swell little kid named Dennis.
Uh-huh.
I hit a home run.
Wonderful.
Right through your kitchen window.
Oh? Oh, well, boys will be boys. After all, what's a broken window?
Well, that isn't all, Mr. Wilson. Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, the ball sort of bounced across the kitchen and turned on the water faucet.
Well, so we lost a little water down the drain. I mean, boys will
be... We didn't lose it down the drain, Mr. Wilson.
The baseball ended up in the sink, acting as a drain plug.
So you lost all your water on the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
I looked into the window and saw what was happening, so I called Mom and Dad.
How could you look in the window?
I climbed up on the trellis. Dad's already fixed it.
Oh? Oh, then what happened?
Well, Alice and I came over and cleaned up the mess. It didn't hurt anything.
Oh, thank you, Henry.
Of course, I had to jimmy the back door open to get in.
Oh, you did?
Boy, was that door a mess.
Of course, I fixed it later, and the window, too.
Well, then everything's all right. I guess boys will be boys.
Well, that's not quite all, Mr. Wilson.
Oh?
Yesterday, Dennis played baseball again.
A home run?
I'm a regular Willie Mays.
The same window.
Oh, my land.
But it didn't hit the water faucet.
I'll pay for the window, of course.
Mr. Wilson?
Oh, that's a very funny story.
I'm happy you can see it that way, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Mitchell, you know, I've been an old grouch in the past, but that's all over. From now on, Dennis and I are going to be good friends.
Really, Mr. Wilson? Do you want to take me to the circus? It's going to be right over in the park.
Dennis.
Well, by golly, I just might do that.
Wow, that would be swell.
Mr. Wilson, I hope you don't mind my commenting, but you're a changed man.
I really think he is, Henry.
Well, I know I am. I mean, how could I be otherwise? I've been communing with nature. I've slept beside a babbling brook under the stars. I've listened to nature's creatures calling to me in the night.
Did Mrs. Wilson want a drink of water?
Mrs. Wilson? Dennis, I was referring to the animals and the birds. One night, I heard an owl hooting.
Boy, you sure sound like one. Do it again.
All righty. And at that moment, all the primitive instincts of my ancestors came back to me.
What did you do?
Well, I slipped quietly out of my sleeping bag, picked up my flashlight, and went looking for him.
Boy, you're just like Daniel Boone, Mr. Wilson. Did you find him?
No. Martha, now that wasn't funny.
Oh, yes, it was. He was walking along, shining his light up into the trees, and he walked right into the brook.
Oh. That's because you didn't want to leave a trail, huh, Mr. Wilson?
Leave it. Dennis, you're a good friend. You know you ought to go camping sometime.
Boy, that would be swell.
Can I help you bring in the rest of your gear?
Well, sure. Come on.
Dad, can I sleep out in the backyard tonight?
Dennis, I don't have a tent.
Oh, don't be a killjoy, Mitchell. He could borrow our camping equipment.
Swell!
Well, that's very generous of you.
Say, can I get Tommy to sleep out with me?
Well, you can go ask his mother.
I'll envy you, Dennis, being out there under the stars. You know, Mitchell, that's the only trouble, being home. I'll miss the sound of the wild creatures calling in the night.
Can I wear you Smokey the Bear hat, Mr. Wilson?
Why, of course you can, Dennis.
Now I'm going to go see if Tommy can come.
He's a wonderful kid. You see this, Mitchell? My nerve medicine. I didn't use a drop of it during our trip.
And you've been home 5 minutes and you need some.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I never expect to need it again.
Mr. Wilson's letting Dennis use the whole business. Sleeping bags, air mattresses, the tent.
I can't get over it. 2 weeks of camping have changed that man completely.
Hello? Oh, hi, Ted.
Henry, I was wondering if you and Alice would like to come over tonight. We'll, play a little bridge.
You sure you want to play bridge, or you got another one of those crazy sound effect records you want to show off?
Well, we might play a little bridge. Henry, wait till you hear this one. It's the greatest. It's a train wreck from the actual soundtrack of a motion picture. Boy, you've never heard anything so realistic. Well, how about it? Can you come over?
Well, I don't think we better tonight, Ted. Dennis is sleeping out in the backyard, and we've got to keep an eye on him.
Well, look, you could watch him just as easily from over here as you can from there. Look right over the fence.
Well, I suppose we could keep an eye on him just as easily over there. Any objections, honey?
No, I guess not.
Okay. Fine, Ted. About 8 o'clock? And Ted, I do want to play some bridge tonight. Okay. Bye.
So do I. Last Saturday evening, we did nothing but listen to that crazy wild animal record of his.
Oh, don't blame him, honey. He's only had that high for a couple of weeks.
I'm home! Hey, Mom, how come you haven't put up the reindeer?
Oh, that isn't a reindeer, Dennis. It's a moose. And I have a wonderful idea of where to put it.
Where?
Why don't we put it out in the backyard, and then you can pretend you're right out in the wilderness tonight.
Wow!
And the tent can be your teepee.
You mean like reindeers?
Like real Indian braves.
You know what she is, Dad? She's the best squaw in the whole world.
She is on my totem pole, too.
We got sleeping bags.
I know it, but my mom's afraid I'll catch cold. I even gotta wear my underwear under my pajamas.
Boy, I'm glad my mom isn't like that.
Oh, no. Better take a look, Dennis. Here comes your mother with an armload of blankets.
What are those for?
For you. I don't want you to catch cold.
Oh, Mom!
Hun, do you know where the hot water bottle is?
Holy baloney! Hey, Mr. Wilson! You did! Shave and a haircut. Six bits?
I most certainly did, Dennis.
Do it again, Mr. Wilson.
All right.
Dennis, that'll be enough knocking. Oh, Mr. Wilson, how are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mitchell. Sheer animal spirits.
It's quite all right. Come on in.
Oh, no thanks. I just dropped by to tell Dennis the good news.
Is it good news, Mr. Wilson?
Dennis, what would be the best possible news you could hear in the whole world?
That I'm getting a two-wheeler. Are you getting me one?
Oh, Dennis.
Well... No, it's not that. Maybe this wish is second best. You see these two circus tickets? Well, we're going to the circus.
Oh, boy!
Thank you, boys. We'll be pretty comfortable out here.
Sure we will.
Now, if you fellas want anything, you just sing out. We'll be right behind the fence at the Meltons.
We won't want anything, will we, Tommy?
Nah.
Well, good night, boys.
Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Good night, men.
Night.
You're going to have a wonderful time.
You know, Martha, those old sleepless nights are gone forever. Not even 9 o'clock. And I'm going to sleep like a schoolboy.
Now what are you going to do?
I think I'll give Dennis and Tommy a thrill and do my owl imitation.
Oh, come to bed, George.
Wait a minute, Martha. You know, I bet they think that's a real owl.
You know what that was, Tommy? That was Mr. Wilson doing his owl imitation. He's pretty good at it. Yeah, that's because he heard owls and things all the time he was out camping. Animals, too? Sure, all kinds of them. I bet he was scared. Mr. Wilson? Heck no. He said they calmed his nerves. Now that he's back, he's gonna miss him. What was that? Hey! It's Mr. Melton's hi-fi. He was gonna play a train record for Mom and Dad.
George?
Jim?
Do you hear that train?
Yes. It's unusually loud tonight. Or else they're using that old spur track over in the park.
They must be. It sounds as if it was right next door.
Must be some rare atmospheric condition. Martha, I know why they're using the spur. That must be the circus train arriving in the park. collision.
Arthur.
That was a lion.
Great Scott, that was the circus train and the lions are loose. And the elephants are loose, too.
Dennis and Tommy are out in the yard.
I've got to get out there.
You can't go out there.
I've got to, Martha. Those boys are in danger. I'll do what I can with my large sword. You call the police.
Oh, good heavens. He forgot his glasses.
Being out here in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Dennis?
What are you doing, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, I'm going to save you from the lions. Boys, get back in your tent. Get back.
Mr. Wilson must be playing geese out in the wilderness, too.
Mr. Wilson couldn't see very well without his glasses. He backed up a little bit, his sword in his hand, when all of a sudden, he felt something against his shoulder. When he put his hand up, he felt the snout of some fierce animal.
I hope Martha phoned for help.
Of course, it was the moose head that Henry Mitchell had hung out in the yard for the boys. But Mr. Wilson didn't know that. He turned and began slashing and cutting with his sword until finally the head fell right on the ground in front of him.
George, I brought for your glasses.
Steady,
Are
Martha.
You all right?
Yes, yeah, so far. I haven't met any of the lions yet, but I just cut the head off a moose.
Oh!
You boys all right?
We're pretty scared!
Well, you stay where you are. Now, there might be a lion behind any bush, Martha, so you stay right close to me.
Here are your glasses, George.
You come out to play too, Mrs. Wilson?
Dennis, go back inside. Don't you understand the danger? Didn't you hear the animal roars?
Sure, I heard them. That's because Mr. Mountain had the speaker in his patio turned on.
What?
Sure. They were on a record he was playing on his new hi-fi.
Oh, nonsense. What about that moose I decapitated? He wasn't playing that on his hi-fi.
George, huh? Will you please put on your glasses?
Well,
Mr. Wilson did put on his glasses. And when he looked around, he saw that the moose head was mounted on a board.
Oh, no. Martha, not a word of this to anybody.
But it was too late for silence because Mrs. Wilson had already called the police. When the police finally left, everybody was gathered in Dennis's house trying to cheer up poor Mr. Wilson.
Oh, I feel so humiliated.
Oh, no, George. You were only doing what you thought was right.
It was a very brave thing to do, Mr. Wilson.
Oh.
Sure it was. You thought there were lions out there.
Have the police left?
Yes, dear.
The reporters?
Yes, dear.
And that police psychiatrist?
Yes, dear.
You know what I heard him say, Mr. Wilson? He said you're as nutty as a fruitcake.
Dennis, when did he say that?
Right after I told him you do swell owl imitations out of your bedroom window.
And to think I dumped out all my nerve medicine. Oh, Martha, take me home. Put me to bed.
Of course.
Hey, Mr. Wilson. What time are we going to the circus tomorrow?
Oh, that's all. Just take me home.
Yes.